We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. I don't know if you guys were listening, but Frank Lucas, he stole one of my lines there. Great stewards of the land. Dang right, Oklahomans and Texans are great stewards of the land. So anyway, more on the lesser prairie chicken coming up later. You never know. Right now, Altus, you're the hot spot in the state at 100 degrees, 97 at Bessie, 94 at Arnett, 90 at Freedom, 97 at Lahoma, 87 at Beaver. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, 90 degrees at Lipscomb, 98 at Miami, 100 at Dozer, 101 at Goodlet, and 99 degrees at Oakdale. There's a 102 down at Wichita Falls, so it's a cooking. Looks like 2 or 3 more days of this, and we'll get back into the double digits. Still going to be warm, but it ain't going to be quite near as hot. So anyway, we'll have that coming up later on. We have a get to my map here. There it is. Red flag warning for basically southwestern Oklahoma. Beckham, Wichita, Caddo, Greer, Kiowa, Harmon, Jackson, Tillman, Comanche, and Cotton, Stevens, and Jefferson County. We are under a red flag warning, guys. I say it all the time. Be careful what you're doing out there. I know last night, south and a little bit east of Carter, I seen the smoke from my house. Went to check it out. They had some kind of fire got started there, but the Carter Fire Department, they were on it. Took the big trucks out there and got her done. There was actually a couple of houses in the way of that fire. So thank goodness the fire department got it out. So here we are. We're into that season. And as most of you know, we got plenty of fuel out there with all the rains we've had and everything's grown up. And just be careful with what you're doing out there. And maybe we can hold off any major fires, anything. So be careful out there. Later on the show, I have Trevor Dameron going to be coming on the show with me in segment 3. Talk about feeding some cattle out for people. I like to invite people that are starting new businesses in ag or expanding them. So Trevor will be in here later on the show. Well, let's see what happened overnight, because right now the corn is just taking a hit. I mean, it's down to 485 on the futures, but it's just taking a big hit. But overnight, wheat futures were higher overnight as Russia continues to hammer export infrastructure in Ukraine. Drone attacks reportedly damaged buildings along the Danube. I got to learn how to pronounce that. I don't even know if that's right, but we'll go with it. River, from which Ukrainian exporters are actually attempting to ship ag products since a Black Sea Grain Initiative deal is off. About 40,000 metric tons of grain were damaged in most recent strikes, according to the Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister. That he said on Facebook, the grain was destined for African countries, China, and Israel. The port saw the most destruction, and a naval station was damaged there in Izmail. I think that's right. Shipping through the Black Sea is off limits after the agreement that allows safe passage of cargo ships carrying ag products ended last month. Moscow halted the Black Sea Grain Initiative in mid-July, saying its demands were not being met. President of Russia, Mr. Putin, and Turkey President reportedly spoke on the phone about the initiative and other options, according to the Kremlin. Reuters was reporting that. Wheat futures for September delivery rose 4.5 cents to 644.5 in Chicago, while Kansas City futures added 2.5 cents to 789.5 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery gained 0.5 cents to $5.01 on a bushel. Soybeans for November delivery was up 8 cents to 13.29 1/4 a bushel. Soy meal gained 5.20 to 397.40 a short ton, while soy oil fell 0.29 cents to 60.42 cents a pound. Ethanol output and inventories each plunged to 3-week lows in the last 7 days, ending on July 28th. Production of the biofuel dropped to an average of 1.067 million barrels a day last week. The EIA said in a report that's down from 1.094 million barrels a day. In the Midwest, by far the largest producing region, output was down to 1.005 million barrels a day on average, and that's down from 1.02 a week earlier. So anyway, West Coast production was normal. Gulf Coast output was steady at 23,000 barrels a day. Rocky Mountain output remained at 14,000 barrels a day, and East Coast production was unchanged at 12,000 barrels. Inventories for ethanol in the week through July 28th dropped to 22.86 million barrels. That's down from 23.228 million a week earlier. That's the lowest level since July 7th, according to the EIA. All kinds of weather going on all over the United States, especially here in the Farm Belt. Flood watches have been issued for a large chunk of land, including much of northern Wyoming, southeastern Montana, and the western half of South Dakota. The watch in western South Dakota will take effect around noon today and remain in place until Saturday afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected to produce heavy rainfall across the area throughout the weekend, especially Thursday afternoon and evening and Friday afternoon and evening. As much as 4 inches of rain are possible in a very short amount of time. Runoff of this heavy rainfall may lead to flash flooding. Rainfall is possible tomorrow afternoon through the weekend in parts of central Iowa. Severe weather isn't expected Friday, but storms may rumble through the area Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. Back here in the real world in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle, looks like we got 2 or 3 days of triple digits left, and then we're going to cool down just a little bit. Not a lot, but at least it won't be triple digits. All right, today is Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Directed and guided by Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates for our state agriculturists and rural communities around our state. At our state capitol in Oklahoma City and in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C., you can easily join the Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are measly $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. Contact them at 580-497-2579 or get on Google, okfarmbureau.org. Check it out. Become a member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, I'll update you on some of the current prices on grains, and I'll update you on some livestock. And I got some numbers from Hobart yesterday, and I was pretty impressed with some of the numbers coming from the Hobart sale yesterday. So it'd be interesting to see what happens up north today and in Elk City tomorrow. It just keeps easing up. So we'll see what happens. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. the ability to get hay right now. And when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know, you know, what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 31st. 1,424 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 416, brought 343. 17 at 476, brought 312. 3 at 597, brought 247. 31 at 765, brought 236. 6 at 850, brought 234. 35 at 883, brought 233. 56 at 980, brought 225. 6 head of heifers at 399, brought 261. 15 at 492, brought 251. 3 at 680, brought 240. 4 at 691, brought 223. 16 at 723. 3 brought 237.50. 57 at 724 brought 235.50. 4 at 996 brought 199. Butcher cows were 60 to 129.50. Butcher bulls brought 125 to 139. Bred cows were 1200 to 1525. Pairs brought 2300 to 2325. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Out here in the Texas Panhandle, your weather update for Memphis today is 99 degrees. Heat index is at 99. Humidity's 25, dew point's 57. The winds are out of the southwest at 11 with wind gusts up to 21. Peak wind gusts so far today, 24 miles an hour. No rainfall this month yet, but it's coming, promise you. 8-inch soil temperature, 89 degrees. And there you have it, out there. All right, so I received a message on our text line, and I want to pass this along. As you heard, if you was listening to the news right before the show started, Frank Lucas was talking about the lesser prairie chicken. And I agree with this listener, says, do not add anything to endanger species. It is a tool used by bad guys to control land use. And I'm going to say that the land bad guys could maybe the government, maybe? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, probably so. Anyway, I'm being nice. Look at California. They got so many animals on and species on there. They got squirrels, frogs, and Delta smelt. And it's paralyzed a lot of farmers and ranchers and just being able to use the land. And I agree with that. So as Representative Frank Lucas said on the news on Jared's Athens News there that 2013 there was 20,000 prairie chickens, and 2000 presently right now it's estimated at 35,000. Just leave it up to the landowners and whoever to take care of that. We can take care of it. Landowners, for the most part, 99.9% of them care what's going on with animals. We don't want anything to go extinct, especially here in western Oklahoma or the eastern Texas panhandle. So anyway, just leave it alone. I agree with it. And let the Californians ban squirrel hunting. I don't care. I got a lot of friends that live out there. I got some relatives that live out there. And if half of what is true you hear on the news and other places, it's just not a, it's a crazy place. I'll leave it at that. Let's leave it a crazy. Okay, let's get with the current markets. Let me update them. September corn down 7 at 481. December 494. Soybeans for August 1438. September 1388. Soy meal for August 457 even. September 430.70. October 406.20. Soybean oil for August 67 even. September 6401. Hard red winter wheat September 768. December 783. Both of them down over 17. Actually, September's down over 18. Oats is not down too bad. September 433 and December 448. Live cattle for August up 27 cents to 178.30. 181.25 for October. 185.50 for December. 189.17 for February. August feeder cattle up nicely, 247.72. September's 251.62. Lean hogs for August, 101.52. October, 82.22. Cotton for October, down to 85 cents a pound. December's 84 cents a pound. And my man Sugar Daddy over at Delhi, he just keeps going in the hole with that sugar. October sugar, 24 cents a pound. Oil's up over $2 today for West Texas Intermediate. September's 81.63. Natural gas is up to 257 for September. S&P is down, NASDAQ's up a little bit, and the Dow futures are up a little bit also. All right, let me bring up my phone, check out what's going on here at Hobart yesterday. So yesterday at Hobart, 3 to 4 weights, high end was 347.50, 5 to 6 weights, 295, and 6 to 7 weights, 245. This is the high ends. And 7 to 8 weights, 237. Heifers, 2 to 3 weights, 283. 4 to 5 weights, 267.50. 5 to 6 weights, 244. 6 weights, 200 even was the high end. And 7 to 8 weights were bringing $1.80. And then we had cows, slaughter cows were, high end was 133. Per hundred weight, 107.04 was the average. Pairs were bringing up to 25.50, anywhere from 1900 to 25.50. And then slaughter bulls, 140 was the high end, with 129.83 being the average. So there you have it. Okay. Oklahoma everywhere. But what state has the worst corn in the 23 growing season? Guess what? It's not Oklahoma. It's continued to be challenged by the drought and above average temperatures as the calendar turns to August. And of the state's 114 counties, 48 have USDA disaster destinations going on. 44% of the state's corn crop is in poor to very poor shape. Missouri currently has the worst corn in the country. Times are tough in this extensive drought, said Missouri Director of Ag Chris Chin on Monday. USDA rated Missouri corn 19% very poor, 25% poor, 31% fair, 24% good, 1% excellent. Got 1% in there. Somebody's got a good crop going on. And this was week ending July 30th. Despite the challenging conditions at 94%, Missouri corn silking is ahead of the five-year average by 4%. At this time last year, 91% of the Missouri corn had silked, surging from 39% the week prior. As of July 30th, 56% of Missouri's corn has reached the dough stage. That's ahead of the five-year average of 49%. Recent weather there in Missouri, a weather summary compiled by the National Ag Statistics Services says temperatures were more than 5 degrees Fahrenheit above normal the week ending July 30th. In the same time period, precipitation averaged about half an inch statewide. That's 0.42 inches below normal. Several counties reported no precipitation at all. Maps generated by the Iowa Environmental Mesonet indicate precipitation departure as high as 12 inches over the last 5 months. So the latest drought conditions shows that they have, let's see if they've got it broke down. 32% of the state is in a D1, 17% is in a D2, 5% is in, that ain't right. 5% of Missouri is free of drought stress, and that's down there in the south central part around Beaver Lake and down in that area. So there you go. There you have it. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Mr. Dameron's already in the studio, so we'll take a quick Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, we're going to talk feeding cattle, a lot of them. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it. And it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website. WallEquip.com. WallEquip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
XIT Auctions will be selling a good farm equipment auction Saturday, August the 5th, just east of Altus, Oklahoma. Trucks, tractors, trailers, a nice combine, and much more. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. That's Saturday, August the 5th, 7 miles east and 3 miles north of Altus, Oklahoma. Check all the details out on the web at xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, we replaced two last week.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's check out the forecast. I haven't even got it ready. I was talking to Trevor. All right, let's go to local weather. Let's go to change that. Let's go to northwestern Oklahoma. Let's go with slap out. I haven't talked about slap out's weather in a while. Currently, it is 91 degrees. Feels like 92. Dew point 63. Humidity's 40%. No rainfall in the last 24 hours, which they did have some rain up there in the panhandle this morning in parts of southern Kansas. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles an hour. Sunset at 8:46. Today hot, 101. 30% chance of thunderstorms tonight. Tomorrow, 96. Tomorrow night, 20% chance of storms. Also Saturday, 20% chance, 98 for a high. Sunday, get the jackets out, 87 degrees. Sunday night, 40% chance of rain, 62 for a low. And Monday, high of 83. That don't look too shabby for slap out after the next few days. All right, well, joining me here in the studio right now is Mr. Trevor Dameron. Welcome to the show for the first time.
Jimmy, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I really do want to get your dad in here and do my intro.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard me impersonate him?
Uh-uh.
Let's hear Jimmy Clark on the Die and Ag. That's your father.
Yeah, so he's probably like him.
Yeah, I love to have his intro. I just love that. Anyway, well, looks like you're getting it on. You're starting your own little feedlot.
Yes, sir.
And you've been helping Gail Ansfall for what, 2 or 3 years anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're kind of, you're starting your own and taking over his too. Did I understand that right?
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yep. Well, tell everybody a little bit of what your capacity is and what your plans is and what kind of feed design you got going on.
Okay. So there's going to be enough room, probably 300-400 head right now. Could always add on if we got more people interested feeding their cattle.
Yeah, because you know how to build pens.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Still working on shades, building shades, putting in water tanks and splitting everything up, getting everything ready.
Right. What kind of shades are you building?
Most of it's out of 2 7/8 pipe,
right.
Sea purlin, 10
got
on
top. Got that going on. Shade, yeah, is very important for, especially with cattle on feed.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the little ones, they take it a whole lot harder than them older, bigger cattle.
Right. Anyway, so you got them going on, and so have you got it designed where there's only so many in a pen right now, or what you got going there?
Not yet. Our main big pens, they've got 100 head probably holding capacity,
right.
But like I said, I'm working on splitting it up, getting everything
right,
ready to go.
Anyway. And you're going to have fresh water available daily, right?
Yep.
I think that's one of the more important things. You know, you talk to a vet, well, I'm sure Gail's told you, and you talk to Dr. Mouse down there and Joey McConnell out here and Dr. Dick, you know, water is the clean water is the most important thing for cattle.
Yep, especially being as it is outside.
Yeah, and then you put them on, and then you got them on feed, for one thing. So they're putting down a lot of protein, and the body temperatures probably go up in the sunlight and the heat and all this. Have you got some in your pens right now?
I don't have any yet. Still waiting on our silage to get in, getting it down from Bandy Silk. He's growing it. Hopefully, it'll be ready for it to be chopped here about 2 weeks. Hopefully.
You mean that corn he's growing under his pivots?
Yep.
I got a picture the other day. Somebody sent it to me. That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be some good silage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, so you got you got facilities in place right now. You're just expanding.
Yep.
Right. So anyway, what size are you going to take those calves?
Really anything. I'd like to over 400 pounds around.
Right.
Anywhere like that.
And they got to be weaned, right? Are you going to do any weaning for them?
Well, I'd like them to be weaned, but we could, wean them if needed to.
Okay. Be nicer if they just all weaned when they come in.
Yeah, for sure.
So you didn't have to watch them quite as hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, because especially I'm fence line weaning some right now. They've been weaned weaning a week tomorrow. Yesterday there was one balling. Today they see my truck and they come running, so they're already spoiled. So I just been sack feeding them in the trough right now instead of being on a self feeder, because last year they about ate me out of the house on that self feeder.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, they'll do that. They'll sit there and just eat.
Eat until they fall over, probably. Anyway, so you like for them to be somewhere around the 350 to 400 range, and then maybe even bigger.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
anyway. And you're going to feed them out? What weights are you going to feed them out to?
Mainly whatever they want. I'm hoping most of them get rid of about 900 pounds, 800, right. Whatever.
Right. Well, now that we covered that weight class there from 350, 400, and feed them out to 800, 900 or whatever they want, what is going to be your feed program? Besides, is it just going to be silage, or are you going to be mixing some other stuff with
it? No, there's going to be other mixed in it. There's going to be straw and a little bit of rye hay mixed in. And then on top of that, then you go to your dry distillers.
Right.
And then silage for the smaller calves up to about 600 pounds. And once they reach that 600 pounds, we'll knock them back a little bit on the silage and start putting a little bit more corn in them.
Right. So anyway, so you got your grower, the starter, how long are you going to leave them on their starter feed?
Anywhere from 7 to 20 days, really, whenever they start eating good.
Get them over, and then after that, you'll move them into a little bit more, a little more ump to it.
Yeah, so the starter feed doesn't have any silage in it. It's going to be mainly dry, everything.
Right.
A lot of hay, and added some water on top of it.
Well, I guess before we go any further, where's these pens at? West Elk?
Yeah, West Elk, where the TA over there is, exit 26.
Right.
About 2 miles, mile and a half east on the south side of the interstate.
Right. So, let's see, two east. Trying to figure out, do I know where they're at? I gotta know where they're at.
3 miles straight west of Dad's house.
Yeah.
1150 Road.
I got you. And then, so tell everybody a little bit about your background. I know you're a young man, but I know you're a hard worker. I haven't met a Dameron yet that was, well, Jake Dameron, he's not as hard working as the rest of you, because all you see him is in cover overalls. But anyway, I'm kidding, Jake. Don't get mad. Anyway, tell a little bit of everybody about your experience with the cattle. I know you was raised on the Dameron farm, so that says a lot right there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and grew up around cattle, been around cattle all the time. Dad, been running my own cattle for about 5 years now. I take care of Grandpa Anspaugh's ranch down there.
Right.
And then been helping him run his for the past two,
have
three,
you learned
four
anything
years.
From Dr. Anspaugh?
I've learned a lot from him.
I bet you have. I think I met him, and first time I really met him was in 1982. I remember meeting him. He had to come out and cut a calf out of a cow out by Foss. And, I mean, I knew Dr. Rule then because I went to school with his daughter. We were the same age. But I remember because it was like the infestation of K-State people when Dr. Rule, Dr. Ansvold, and was it Dr. Hinkle?
Yep.
So anyway, so that was pretty good set of vets right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gail's a good guy.
Yep.
He made me a deal on my preg check head gate here right before he turned that over to Dr. Mouse here a while back. So that was pretty cool. And then anyway, so you've been managing cattle, so you've been raised around it, and so what's you're going to bring in some, say I call you, I want to put some cattle on feed. What's my minimum number to bring in?
I'd like to have about at least 30, 40 okay. per person coming in.
To make it well worth the while?
Yeah.
So if your family, like a Dameron, do you, do they get a discount?
Well, I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Casey, let's pick on Casey and Mark. Jack it up about 5%.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm just kidding because I figure they're listening anyway. Yeah, and, you know, I was looking at some of the notes you wrote down because you and I talked yesterday, and I got short-term memory. That's the reason why I asked you to write these down. You have a really good point right here. Cattle prices are high. The margins are lower, but there's still money to be made.
Yeah.
To explain what you meant by that.
Well, the cattle, they're higher than they've been in a really long time.
Right.
But your calves, 3-4 weight calves, bring in $1,300-$1,400. But then you're putting feed into them bigger 800-900 pound calves, bringing anywhere from $1,800 to $2,200 bucks.
You're right. So can you give me a number of what I want you to just do an estimate. Okay. Nobody hold me to this, what he's getting ready to say. What if I brought in 50 calves to you tomorrow at 400 pounds, they're winged, ready to go, ready to eat on rations, what do you think it'll cost me a day to put them in your lot? Just ballpark.
It's going to be looking somewhere around, I'd have to say, probably $1.50-ish. So
somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So you figure you put them in there, and what's it going to take to get them to that? How many days is it going to take them to get it? What's your projected gain, you think? If everything's perfect.
On the bigger, on a grower two, hopefully around 2.5 pounds.
Okay.
The grower one, as we're growing up to that 600 pounds, hopefully about 2.2, 2.3 pounds a day.
So you're paying $1.50, but you could, and that calf might bring in extra $2.50 a pound. So, you know, it's $1 a pound.
Yeah.
Margin there.
Yeah. And the prices always vary.
Right.
It's going to vary a whole lot once we get our silage and we get it tested, see how much corn is actually in there.
You could actually cut it back a little bit depending on protein and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, so do you got... I guess you got a vet on standby, don't you?
Yeah.
That was a stupid question on my part, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's just a call away. Yeah.
So how is he doing? I haven't seen him. I don't know how long.
He's doing good. He's still just getting after it.
Yeah. He's turned into a hermit.
Yep. He has.
Yeah. So anyway, that's good. Well, let's take a break. When I come back, I have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you, and we'll continue to talk to Trevor here. Trevor Dameron's in the studio to talk about this new small feedlot he's starting up. And anyway, I like to have people come in here that's got new ag businesses starting up and help out, because if you keep your cattle local, you get to buy them local.
Are you
feeding any to butcher out, or is this just all?
Yep.
Are you? Cool.
Yep.
Very good. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
XIT Auctions will be selling a good farm equipment auction Saturday, August the 5th, just east of Altus, Oklahoma. Trucks, tractors, trailers, a nice combine, and much more. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. That's Saturday, August the 5th, 7 miles east and 3 miles north of Altus, Oklahoma. Check all the details out on the web at xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
It's almost here.
In motion is Patton. It's going to be that trap play to Garbarino up the middle. That's a 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Big outs! Cooper Garbarino, 77 yards.
We're closing in on the start of Big Elk football, which means Big Elk TV will be on the air before you know it.
Wynn and Garza are the running backs. Jones under center. Austin, snap, turn, hand off to Wynn. Jaden piles toward. It's a touchdown for the Big Elks.
You'll be able to watch and see if Coach Maynard's brown and white clad Elks can continue their winning ways.
Snap back, play action, lobs it toward the end zone. He's got a man. It's a touchdown for the Big Elks. Tucker Garza.
To get your business on the Big Elk TV screen, call 225-9696 or stop by our office at 220 South Pioneer.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back to the Today in Ag show with Jimmy Clark. This is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Let's see here. Let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and let's go with Hollis today. It'll come up. Got dial-up on the computer today. There it goes. 102 right now in Hollis. 102 is what it feels like. Fire weather warning in Harmon County, actually, the whole southwestern Oklahoma. Everything south of I-40 and west of the whatever, how I-44 there goes to Lawton. Everything, that whole corner, southwestern Oklahoma. Fire weather warning, guys, be careful out there. Dew point's 59, humidity's 24. Winds are out of the southwest at 12 miles an hour. Sunset 8:41. Today 107, tomorrow 107, Saturday 108. Slight chance of storm Saturday night. Sunday 101, and then finally we get a break. 20% chance of rain Sunday night as the northern moves through, and then Monday, 92 degrees. It'll be 10 degrees cooler than it was Saturday. So anyway, that's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Well, in the studio with me right now is a young man, Trevor Dameron. He's firing up his own feedlot right here in Beckham County, just west of Elk City, between Elk City and Sayre. And we got him in here getting his name out there, and as we all know, he's been helping out Gail Ansfalt for quite a while. And if you don't know who Gail Ansfalt is, he's probably one of the best cow vets Western Oklahoma's ever seen. I mean, I hate to say this, he went to K-State, but that's okay. He's got it right in his front yard. So, anyway, no, Gail's a man. I remember when I worked on K&D Farm and Ranch over at Foss back in the 80s, and we had, I don't know, 500 mama cows, and we'd run 2,000 to 3,000 yearlings from feedlots in Colorado on wheat pasture during the winter. And Gail was a savior. And then Doc Bonham over at Clinton was a savior, too, because we just had so much going on. But Gail knows his stuff.
Yeah.
He's some ways are old.
Yeah.
But they work.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're starting. What's going to be your capacity for right now? What can you hold right now?
I'd say probably 300 right now.
300 right now. I got you. And if things go well, you're going to keep growing it. Got the land to go.
Yep.
Got the water. Got to have fresh water.
Yep. Got all the water you can have.
All right. So, anyway, we got that going on. So, if you missed part of the show earlier, we got he's wanting to 30 head probably be your minimum. 25, 30 head somewhere in there.
Right.
Yeah, be your minimum to bring in to feed out. And looks like and you're going to have a full time feed nutritionist available to you.
Yep. Yep.
You don't care to share who that is, or do you not want to?
Yeah, his name's Will Thompson.
Okay.
He's been managing a couple feedlots around here and whatnot. And I
reached
out to him, got in touch with him, and started from there.
All right. And then, good deal. So, well, it sounds like you're going to have it all together. I mean, you got your, from all this stuff you wrote down to show me, you got a plan.
Yeah.
You ain't just dropping in, jumping in on this. Well, you've been, because Gail's got the feedlot, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you've been helping him do, and you're running that for him now, right?
Yeah.
Now, how many head of cattle have you guys been running in there here the last 2 or 3 years?
Oh, probably somewhere around 400-ish.
Right.
In there.
So you're not a rookie to this.
No, I've had a few years experience doing it.
All right, and so... Well, cattle prices are higher, as we discussed earlier. And do you think with the cattle prices still on a slow rise trend, as we had Dr. Peel on the show last Tuesday, and he was talking about maybe what the market could get to in the next year or two. Have you thought about that? You think it'll hurt you any because the margins are going to get tighter?
Yeah.
Have you given any? It's me and you talking now.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely got to think about it. It makes it a whole lot harder to put a lot of pounds on cattle with the margin being so close, especially with the cost of everything
getting
so high.
Right.
But hopefully everything will go good and there'll still be enough of a margin in there that you can feed them, put on that extra weight.
So you've been helping Gail out quite a bit. What have you seen with the cost, the inputs? Last year was stupid.
It was horrible.
And then the year before wasn't. It was crazy too.
Yeah.
Is things kind of slacked off just a little bit this year?
Yeah, it has a little bit this year, and we're starting a new deal of feeding silage. I think that'll be a whole lot better.
Well, Bandy ought to have plenty from what I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. He should have plenty anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I don't know if Ryan was taking a picture. He was out in the middle of that corn on a Ranger. I don't know if he had the fisheye lens going on his camera or what, but it looked like Sherwood Forest out there. Anyway, it looks like some good corn.
Yeah.
Good for silage. So anyway, so what's it take? How much silage? What's the ratio on that? How much silage does it take to feed 100 head of cattle or per cow? What do you figure per day or per week or per month? I'm not a feedlot guy, so I don't know how you figure that.
So like on that grower one ration, it's going to be somewhere around 68-69% silage.
Right.
And on that, you're going to be feeding about 6.5% of their body weight.
Right.
Once you jump up to the grower two ration, your silage bumps down to somewhere around 58-60%, and you bring back corn to replace that silage.
Mix it in there with it.
Yep.
And got that going. So anyway, so it takes so what you said earlier, how many pounds a day it takes for that you're gonna have to mix up for per head?
Just silage?
Yeah, just silage.
Oh, it's gonna be, I'd say somewhere around 20 pounds.
Right. So but looking at that silage over there at Bandy's, it might not be, not might take quite much as much as that is. It looks pretty. There's a lot of corn in there too.
Yeah, yeah. And the more corn, the less corn that you have to grind up to feed.
Right.
And on the back of them choppers now, they have a crimper or a roller that kind of crimps or rolls that corn so it's not whole corn.
Right.
Mixed in with your silage.
Right. Yeah. What's a so if people want to get a hold of you to book a motel room at your lot. So yeah. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call or text me at 580-303-0464.
And if you didn't get that, say it one more time. And if you didn't get that wrote down and text in before the show's over, I'll send it to you.
It's 580-303-0464.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, since you're just starting this, are you going to have any program going like all natural, or are you just going to bring them no matter what color they are?
Yeah, just bring them on.
Right. So that's good. So yep. Anyway, we got so you don't have to have black cattle only?
Nope.
All right. Bring some reds in and some whites and some, how about longhorns?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe none of them.
or Holsteins.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I was talking to Dr. Beck here a while back, and he's saying they're crossing them Holstein cows at the dairies with like Angus or whatever bulls and getting some half breeds out of them. And he said they're actually doing pretty good. They're not, he said they're gaining and they're testing out. They're not testing out like a pure Angus, you know, like that, but they're testing out pretty good now that they're crossing them up, you know, because they always bred them dairy cows to Holstein bulls. When they figure out it don't, you know, unless they're needing heifers. Now, right, if they're needing breeding stock, they'll do that. But said it's working out pretty good. So that anyway, but I got to go see it before I'm sold.
Yeah, yeah, so, I'd be the same way.
Get that going on. So anyway, well, Trevor, thanks for stopping in, and good luck with this. And you never know, if I can find 25 or 30 head, I might bring you some.
Yeah, well, you're more than welcome.
And then anything else you want to tell anybody? Nope. You like to get paid daily or weekly or monthly on this deal? How do you guys do that at the feedlot? Monthly?
Well, probably monthly, yes.
You're right, yep. I got you. So anyway, we'll tell Mr. Gale I said hello.
Okay, will
all right.
Do.
All right, thanks again, Trevor, for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Trevor Dammer's been in and talking about the feedlot. He's getting started over here west of Elk. Well, actually, I think he's just enlarging it. He's been helping Gail over here, and he's going to start running Gail Ansfault's deal over there and get that going. And sounds like, and then we got you a corn supplier already on the line, and everything's good. So last thing, at least I saved this because I know you guys want to hear this. Polaris introduces the Ranger XD 1500 series extreme duty utility vehicles. Polaris has introduced what it calls the extreme duty utility side by side. This thing has 110 horsepower. I'm ready. I'm going to talk to my wife. Probably going to say no, but at least I'll talk to her about it. The Ranger XD 1500 is designed for capability, strength, and comfort. Featuring a 110 horsepower engine, the steel drive automatic transmission, and it has up to 70 accessories. The first ever ProStar 1500 cc three cylinder engine with 105 pounds of torque boosts 30% more power and 50% more torque than the next closest competitor. The steel drive automatic transmission features 100% steel drive constructed belt and a fully sealed liquid cool in a fully sealed liquid design, because I know them that river's hard on my Ranger at times down there. High strength steel one-piece chassis features 160% more torsion stiffness. So there you go. The Ranger XD 1500 offers 4 to 6 times longer service intervals than the standard full-size utility vehicles. When it comes to comfort, there's more leg and shoulder room. So everybody call your local Ranger dealer and get one ordered. This, I mean, I'm excited. I do everything with my Ranger. I mean, that's all there is to it. So anyway, music's playing. I hope you guys enjoyed today. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. And God bless.